That is beautiful, Ethel.
I found that folk song in, it must be over 15 years ago. Is there folk music where you're from?
Yes, but it is very different. Though I think perhaps some themes are the same.
May I say that Harsha is a beautiful name, and it means happiness?
Yes.
Then it suits you.
I am very happy to be here.
Would you like some more tea, dear?
Oh, that would be most welcome.
A cup of tea makes everything seem better.
It does.
It's just a saying. What would you like to do during your stay with me?
I would like to know what you thought worth preserving. And why, especially with regards to folklore, as I am very much interested in it.
Do you have a history of folklore in the country you're from? Before you came here, I mean.
Yes. We have a rich oral tradition of tales, legends, stories, proverbs, and riddles.
Oh, it sounds pretty similar to Lincolnshire.
I was told that your interest is in finding connections between folklore, tradition, history and archaeology.
Well, I collected anything that I thought was in danger of being lost to posterity. And not just objects, but what is ephemeral too, such as songs, plays, beliefs, and local dialects.
From what I've seen so far, just in this house alone, it should all go to a museum for everyone to see.
Ah, a new museum in Lincoln opened about 5 years ago, and I have donated a significant portion of my collection there.
Which is how it should all be cared for, rather than somewhere like the British Museum or the one in Oxford.
What do you mean by that?
Those museums hold many objects stolen from other countries, including my own. Although, I must now regard this as my country.
But they are well cared for, and many people who would not otherwise get to see them can.
With the greatest of respect, Ethel, they were taken without consent from where they belong. And there are museums in Africa.
As I understand it, your old country is dangerously chaotic at the moment.
There have been problems in many countries as the British left. But in the one that I had to leave, well, we had ties to this country which have rightfully been recognised.
Which is as it should be. But lots of these objects were donated from private collections to British museums, on the condition they stay there.
That does not change the fact they were looted in the first place, at times of great violence.
Yes, that is true for some, but not all of what was taken.
I would politely contend that much of what British Museums has taken was illegally. With your collection, you are preserving the past, so it will not be lost.
I'm not saying that everything done in the name of the British Empire was glorious. Far from it. But we can learn so much from the study of these objects.
That can be done in the country they belong to, despite what other chaos may be going on.
Forgive me. I am an old woman, nearing the end of my life. I am sure what you say is true, and you perhaps think me old-fashioned in my views.
I can see you have a passion for what you do, which is to keep your history alive. I wish to study world folklore, but I find it hard visiting museums here as much as what they have is linked to slavery and robbery.
I hope I have not offended you.
No, not at all. It's good to be able to have a discussion without it becoming patronizing and downright rude.
Then instead of teaching you, I think I have learned something of value.
You have taught me a valuable lesson too.
I have?
Yes. that everything seems better over a refreshing cup of tea. And I look forward to learning so much more from you.
No, thank you.
I would very much like to hear that song again.
No, of course.
That was Ethel Rodkin, written by Benjamin Peel and performed by Ariana Ramkalawan and Sarah Beasley. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.